Hi.
I'm Randy.
And I'm Claire.
And you're listening to Killer Vibes,
a true crime podcast. Okay, so we're talking about Elizabeth Bathory and her murder squad.
Great.
Woohoo. And their torturous desires. So we left off with a little bit of cannibalism for your day. And this is where we're going to talk about the weirdest part. And Randy has alluded to it. And I think
because I forgot about it, and then I remembered. I was like, am I making this up in my head?
No.
And then you confirmed when we were, never mind. It's yes. I forgot and then remembered.
Yeah, exactly. So we have Elizabeth and this legend of cannibalism. She did actually bite many of her victims. And we have that as a fact because a lot of the women that would walk into the village to go and get groceries or whatever would show up with bite marks and like bruises and missing chunks of flesh. So we do have that confirmed for sure.
Ew.
But the biggest legend about Elizabeth Bathory and why we have the beautiful moniker, the Blood Countess, comes from the fact that she bathed in the blood of virgins. So.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, she's so weird.
She's so weird. So I do have to say that this is a completely false fact, but we're going to talk about it anyway.
You don't know that. You were not there.
I was not there. You are totally correct.
And this was a long time ago.
This was a long time ago. This was like the early 1600s.
I want it to be real.
Yeah.
Because it's so creepy.
It's so creepy. It's just like makes for such a good story. And it's like, I don't know. It's
and
just
honestly,
so interesting.
It's like, wow, you are really crazy.
Really crazy.
And that makes me feel more feelings for you.
Exactly. Exactly. So we're going to talk about how her bloodlust started. So according to the stories, one of her servant girls accidentally spilled something on Elizabeth's vanity table in her bedroom. And she got so angry that she slapped the girl in the face so hard that blood sprayed out everywhere. So she probably like knocked one of her teeth out or something.
I was about to say, from where?
Yeah, exactly.
Her so skin, she, like out of her pores?
Like she just punched her. I mean, like sometimes if you punch someone hard enough, you can actually like bust skin open. Isn't that gross?
That is gross.
That's violent and unnecessary. So she hit this girl so hard and all of this blood sprayed out from her face. And Elizabeth noticed that the blood that had gotten on her skin had made the spots on her skin where it landed more translucent and youthful looking.
That's not real.
No, it's
That's
not.
That's not what happened.
No. So she got... She noticed this, and as I had said before, Elizabeth already has this level of vanity to her. She had lived her entire life being this great beauty. Everybody recognized that in her. And now she's like 40, 45, bridging near 50. And of course, that
not
obvious,
even that old.
No. And obviously, that means that the poor woman is wrinkled and terrible looking now, and she's just so afraid of being an old lady. But I mean, like, honestly, kudos to her for being 45 in 1604.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
She was healthy.
That is an accomplishment. Yeah. So, yeah.
I feel like I like when women who are, like, in their 40s and 50s have, like, smile wrinkles.
Yeah, they're
I love
sweet.
Those.
Isn't it great?
You can tell when someone has wrinkles from being a grump.
Yes.
Or if wrinkles from being a happy person.
Absolutely.
I like when people have happy wrinkles. Those
yeah.
are cute.
The little crow's feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to definitely happen to my face.
We laugh a lot.
Yeah.
At inappropriate things.
I mean, like, I'm not even worried about aging at this point. I'm just
it's
like.
It's kind of cool. I can't yeah. wait to be an old woman and just breakfast every day.
Yes.
At like
absolutely.
A breakfast place.
That sounds great.
That's mostly it. Yeah.
That's it. That's all you need. And then go to sleep for the rest of the day. That sounds great to me. I'm ready for that life.
Oh, let's do it together.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do it. After we've had our long law careers, we're like...
But we might be on the Supreme Court and we'll have to devote
oh,
our
yeah,
entire
right.
elderly life to it as RBG did. And then we'll die. And then...
In our
but
chairs.
We'll yeah. just make time for breakfast dates every day.
Absolutely. Like, we're already a Supreme Court judge. Highest court in the land. We make our own freaking rules.
Yeah, they're busy, but we'll get like a bunch of clerks
mm-hmm.
and we'll go eat breakfast
yeah,
it's every
like
day.
From 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., you
We're
cannot
busy.
Talk to me. That's it, because I'm going to be eating an omelet. But yeah, so Elizabeth obviously didn't want to have this lifestyle because God forbid women would want to age and have a good time.
Your arms everywhere.
I know, I'm so sorry. I'm trying to like bridge the gap between this conversation about blueberry pancakes back to murder, and it's very difficult, you guys.
You were just. That was a lot of arm gestures. It's funny.
I'm Italian. I can't help it. It's just in my blood.
We'll just transition into murder. It's not going to be smooth.
Okay, cool. So Elizabeth here, obviously vain, doesn't want to have breakfast every morning. So because this blood has sort of transformed her skin and it's made her look younger, according to legend, she starts to obsess over blood. And according to legend, again, I don't know if this is actually accurate, but
let's just say it is.
Okay.
It's real.
So Elizabeth Bathory, in full reality, would drain the blood of her virginal servants and take secret 4 a.m. baths, bathing in their blood.
I'm sorry. Is it better if you're a virgin? Does that make the blood more pure?
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with the blood of a virgin, but there's a lot of weird lore
added that in there because it's funny.
Yeah, I think so too. Or just like, I don't know. Women are more pure if they haven't had sex yet. I'm like, okay, whatever.
And their blood will make you youthful.
You
have a Benjamin Button situation if you bathe in their blood.
Absolutely. And that's what all women should do. She would take these secret baths in the middle of the morning. It's not really night. It's 4 a.m. is the time that I got. So, of course, I'm sure she would have her lovely friends help her with this, bringing in the buckets of blood. Really great. That's a lot of blood, by the way. Like, that's a lot of blood.
Pouring it over.
So gross. Some people have equated her to Dracula because of this. And that's why we also get the moniker Countess Dracula, because some people think that she's actually a vampire.
Is she drinking it?
Well, yeah. People have...
put it in a smoothie?
Exactly. So she had a blender, and she would blend up all of the stuff and then drink it.
Okay, there is a murderer, though.
Don't even say it. Don't even say it, because right now it is not real in my brain. And if there's an actual person who did that, I don't want to hear it.
A smoothie was involved.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I just say it.
Look it up.
I don't even. We're, no. Okay. I no. So. Stop it. That is so gross. Okay. Sorry, I have to get that smoothie out of my brain really quick. Okay. So we have the legend of her being the Blood Countess and being sort of a vampire. And of course, this was also due to the fact that she had really pale skin, dark hair, just sort of this, you know, because vampires are always seen as these like beautiful creatures. And she kind of was this beautiful creature during this time period. And people have also said that she would put the heads of her victims on spikes while she was in the bath. And they would just be like surrounding her. So that's that legend.
I feel like you kind of buried the lead there.
Sorry.
Her heads on spikes.
Yeah.
Surrounding a bathtub.
Yeah.
Okay.
For ambiance.
Okay, you might as well. I mean.
And this legend comes from actually Vlad the Impaler, who inspired the actual Dracula legend. And he would put his victims on spikes and would put them all out around his castle. So that kind of blended in with Elizabeth Bathory a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm not sure about the head on spikes thing actually being accurate. If we were to say that this was a real thing that she did, that would be a fact that I'm not sure is actually real. So the rumors of this story of her bathing in blood actually came about a century after her death in the mid-1700s, after a book was released called Tragica Historia, which is falsely reported statements about Elizabeth's trial that happens later. And this was... The reason why this book exists is because people had this fascination with Elizabeth and people wanted to, like, explore what actually happened. But in the trial documents, because they would go and actually interview a lot of the servants, and they would say that the servants would say that after the torture would happen, Elizabeth would actually just, like, leave the blood on the floor to coagulate. and it wouldn't get cleaned up until later. So if she was obsessed with blood, then she probably wouldn't have wasted it by spilling it all over the floor and just leaving it there. So that was something that I thought was kind of poignant about maybe this may not have actually happened. But we can always imagine her bathing in blood because that's a pretty interesting picture to think about.
Yeah, but it is comforting to know that it probably didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
This is just imagination.
Yes, but...
but maybe.
There actually is a female in history that has been proven to have used the blood of torture victims as a facial moisturizer. And her name...
as a moisturizer? Mm-hmm,
and her name is Madame Delphine Laloy, which is...
ooh, that's pretty.
Yes, it's very French. And she lived in New Orleans and would torture victims... her slaves. She would torture her slaves and then drain them of blood and use the blood on her skin.
When?
So this was in, I think it was, I knew you were going to ask me that question. I think it's in like the late 1700s, early 1800s. But her story was made famous by the show American Horror Story. She's in season 3. She was a real life person and she did torture her slaves. And she used their blood.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I feel like you shouldn't get a pretty name if you're going to do bad stuff
like
that. I
know. That's like not cool.
Your name should be Dorcas or whatever.
Dorca. Like Orca.
Or like Orca.
Or Dork. I can't believe you didn't. That's so funny. Oh my God.
Okay. My brain does weird stuff.
Yeah. So
it's not funny. I have to try hard to be funny.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's okay. I think you're funny.
Thanks. I did make a really funny joke yesterday.
Yes, we'll talk about that at the end because we definitely have something that we're going to talk about at the end because we did something yesterday that was pretty exciting. Okay, so blood does have a history of being introduced into cosmetics. In ancient Rome, they used it quite often. They would use like pig's blood and things like that as a moisturizer. So apparently it does actually lift your skin and these things. Yeah.
It really does?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it like dries out your skin and like lifts it. And there's actually a beauty trend in 2013 called the vampire facial.
No.
And Kim Kardashian made it popular. She posted on Instagram about a vampire facial and it helped lift her skin up.
No.
No, that's real. You can totally Google it.
I reject that.
Yeah. There's also a thing called a menstrual facial.
Well, that's gross.
Which you can also imagine what that means.
So people do this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whatever floats your boat, but that, I don't, okay. Yeah. I thought it wasn't real. I don't know why I'm like upset about this being real, but I want Madame Bathory to be real.
Yeah. Her bathing in blood is like much more realistic than having a vampire facial.
Hundreds of years ago. It's mm-hmm. fine.
No, but yeah, that was an actual thing that happened. So yeah, because I was looking up because I knew that like there was like a trend in France that was going on at the time when Madame Laloy was existing, and she lived in France for a long time and took that beauty trend about blood and translated it into human blood.
Are you lying to me?
No, I'm not kidding.
About the 2013
No, I'm
thing.
Not kidding. I will literally look it up
right
now.
Because I am gullible, and I feel like you're trying... No. Okay.
No, I'm not. Hold on.
Ew!
Yep. So I just showed her the picture about
Kim
Kardashian.
That's kind of scary looking.
Yeah, isn't it? And actually, there have been two recent cases of people who went to a salon and tried to get this done, and they got HIV from it because the needles
Whose
were
blood
infected.
Is that?
It's hers. It's her blood.
Where did she get it?
Oh, like they extracted it.
It's like menstrual blood?
Yeah. I think, no. No, they draw blood and then re-inject it into their faces.
Inject it? Not just put it on your face?
Uh-huh. And then it like, yeah.
But I mean, I guess that's really resourceful, but.
Yeah, but literally, so we're recording this on May 4th. Literally yesterday, the story broke about two people getting HIV from this process.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
Yep, in New Mexico.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, so
they're just trying to have healthy skin.
Maybe, like, I don't know, use a Aveeno to moisturize
I mean,
skin.
I appreciate that they're like, let's use
yes,
our
this is something
own.
Natural. Yeah. Our bodies are so amazing. We have beautiful things inside of us, but like...
But it's just
I'm
kind
not
of gross.
Gonna risk getting HIV for that. I'm so sorry. but yeah,
it's just kind of creepy too.
So it's unfortunate. And the spa that they went to actually was like shut down last September for unsafe practices. And so it really sucks that these two people now are HIV positive because of this.
Yeah.
But you know, just be safe if you want to do something like this. You have to go to a person who is not going to have, like, a bad rep because this place literally closed down months ago.
Yeah.
Something like that. So
I feel bad for calling it super gross if people are really enjoying it. But
I mean, like, it is kind of
gross. It's just, like, disturbing to hear about. I've never heard of it before. So it's just shocking.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I support anyone who wants to do it.
Yeah.
It's just kind of yucky.
Blood facials are definitely a thing. And you can think it's gross and you don't have to do it.
We won't do it. We won't be doing that ourselves.
Yeah, we won't be doing it. But Elizabeth definitely totally
does. I'll do a good, like, a lavender sheet mask or something different.
Yeah, maybe some aloe or maybe some seaweed face mask or something.
Ooh, a seaweed face mask.
Because that also has the same qualities because it's, like, salty.
Then just do that. Just put seaweed
lifts
on your face.
Yeah, that's what I would. Yeah, it's a little. Anyway, but yeah, so I just thought that was kind of interesting that something like that happened literally yesterday.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about the blood countess. Be safe, kids. Blood is dangerous. So, yeah. And Elizabeth's main focus, though, was torture of the body. And in the testimonies from her torture friends that came out later, they often said that Elizabeth would actually be covered in blood during the torture sessions because they would be obviously, like, ripping off people's flesh. It's really terrible. So, and, like, while the, and this is all taken from the transcripts of the trial. They were very well recorded. And the women that were involved with her would say that, like, when she got doused in blood, she would actually stop what was going on, go change, come back, and continue. So, I don't know if her motives were necessarily driven by bloodlust, but more about torturing the actual body, and it was more about flesh than blood. So, just to clear that up a little bit, but it is quite an interesting rumor that we have here. And it obviously has persisted, and we have a lot of really cool stories based off of her bloodlust. So, that's always good. So, the mistakes that Elizabeth made would happen after her friend Anna died in 1609 of a stroke. So Elizabeth had been kind of running under the radar at this point, but she's now lost the two people that were really the foundation of this sadomasochistic version of herself. So her husband is now dead and Anna is now dead. And she just, like, didn't have these parameters that had been set for her anymore. So she wanted something else now. So Anna was kind of limiting her to these servant women, and her husband was the one who was limiting her just to torture. But now Elizabeth wants to do something a little bit more radicalized, and she wants noble women and to torture them. So she wants to move on from just these penniless servant women and wants more prominent women in society. So she decided, isn't that concerning? And this is the dumbest thing she could have done. Literally, she did not think about this at
Girlfriend
all.
Girlfriend needs to go to,
she needs to chill.
Like some therapy,
work through this. Oh my God, yes. So she opened up a private finishing school at her castle in Slovakia.
What's that?
So a finishing school is kind of like, it's kind of like cotillion, but it's for young women, and they are taught by women in upper class society, and they're taught how to be proper and, like, how to eat food properly and how to cross your legs when you're in the company of men, how to court a man, sort of how to act around men, just so that you can, like, secure a husband and become a socialite in society. That's kind of what finishing school is. That's the purpose of it. So,
well, that's important,
obviously. And so she opens up this private finishing school. And obviously the noble families are like, this is amazing. One of the most powerful women in Hungary and Slovakia, modern day Slovakia, wasn't Slovakia yet. But in this area were, you know, like, she's going to teach our daughters how to get a wealthy husband. So,
oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So she did. These women would show up at this finishing school, and the wealthy families would drop off their daughters, and then they would never come out of the castle. So this was a problem because wealthy families weren't like the poor stricken families who sold their daughters into slavery. The wealthy families needed their daughters so that they could marry them into richer families. That was the whole point of this finishing school. So when their daughters weren't showing up or answering letters or coming out of the castle, that was a concern for them. And they started to pay attention to Elizabeth Bathory and what she was doing at her house. So in reality, Elizabeth was just like running out of people to kill, and she needed more people to murder. And the reason why she was going into these like noble families was so because like the poor families weren't giving her people anymore. Like they were not selling her their daughters to them. They're like, you will never come out of this castle. And she, again, didn't have those parameters anymore. So she was murdering people every day. It was a lot. So she started to hire out these noble families. So technically the legend of her wanting more noble blood isn't real, but we can always assume that that's why she decided to open up this private finishing school. And like I had said before, the evidence of torture had been present on a lot of the women who were going into town and doing errands for her. And this was becoming even more prominent now that Anna wasn't around. And it was just a lot of things. So in February 1610, the King of Hungary ordered a friend of the Bathory family to look at what was happening at the Bathory estate, sort of like expose all of the skeletons that were in her closet. So this friend discovered and confirmed the death and torture of at least 200 women at the estate. It was just the one castle that had the 200 women that had died there. And like I had said, they had various estates and castles everywhere. So you can imagine that they probably assumed that there were more women being tortured and murdered all across Hungary. And this friend, I think his name was like Theoroy or something. I don't know. It was like something very Hungarian, started with a T. And he also noticed that there were blood on the walls, like blood splatter all over the castle, and the walls were extremely thick, so you couldn't hear any screams or anything like that. So the family friend was a little bit concerned about turning Elizabeth Bathory into the king. He had loyalties to this family. Again, the Bathory family is extremely prominent. And so he would actually go to Elizabeth's son-in-law, who was married to her daughter, and ask him about what he should do and what the family would want him to do, because obviously they will be implicated in this as well. And the entire Bathory family doesn't want to ruin their name, obviously, because they have this accrued wealth and they're noble people, so they're horrible, and they're like, oh, well, we must keep the family name pure and we don't want the scandal or whatever. So the friend asked them, well, I have to go to the king with this. What do you want me to do? How do we approach this? And the son-in-law basically said, you can continue the investigation, but Elizabeth cannot face trial. So they agree to these terms, and the family friend and a group of soldiers sneak into the castle at night. They heard screams from the basement while they were inside, and they catch this murder squad in the middle of a torture session. So that's sort of perfect. And so not only do they get Elizabeth, they get Ilona and Dorca and Caitlin. So they have all
Caitlin.
Of them. Yeah, Caitlin was there. She was there. And in addition to that,
I like how they all have these really cool names. And then it's like, and Caitlin.
And Caitlin. Yeah.
Not that that's not a cool name, but.
Yeah, no. And it's so funny because it's spelled just like my cousin Caitlin's name. Uh-huh. So it's like this Irish spelling. But anyway. So they catch all of them in the act. And in addition, there's a young boy who's also there helping with the torture. His name is Fixoro.
That's a cool name.
Isn't it? Yeah. Fixoro.
Fixoro. And Caitlin.
Mm-hmm. And then Caitlin.
Zorro.
Yeah. Exactly. So they catch all of these people. They drag Elizabeth out of the castle. And then they make them watch as the rest of the army, basically, raids the entire castle and finds these bodies of women in the basement. These tortured women who are just like they've got bite marks and bruises and, you know, torn off fingers and just It's really Stop terrible.
It. So I'm already going to have a nightmare about someone sewing my eyeballs shut.
Yeah, sorry. So they find all of this. And in part four, we're going to talk about what happens to the murder squad. And then we're going to talk about something completely unrelated that Randy and I did yesterday. That was pretty exciting.
Okay, how bad does this place smell?
Oh, it probably stinks.
Like the worst.
It's like Corpsewood Manor stench.
Yeah, like it's bad.
Yeah, no circulation, no insulation.
600 dead bodies. 600 blood dead everywhere. Bodies,
blood everywhere. Just like really bad. You know, like a big bathtub filled with blood. It's great.
Ugh, okay.
So nasty. Okay, well, we'll talk about the rest in part four. And thanks for listening.
Bye.